Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, and as we once again celebrate Independence Day on the 4th of July, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, God of our Fathers, whose almighty hand. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, with special attention to the following verses. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household. And he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to reject others because of who they are or what they are by the grace of God. Whether they are young or old, male or female, white, black, or any other color, creed, or ethnic origin, but to accept them just as Jesus did, even though he was rejected by his own hometown, including his relatives and those in his household. The words of Jesus himself, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his household." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 6, with special attention to the following verses. "And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, and they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, only in his hometown is a prophet without honor. As Jesus went back to Nazareth, where he grew up as a child, a teenager, and a young man until the age of 30, working with his father Joseph. The question asked on the cover of our Sunday bulletin today, did Jesus receive a hometown welcome? And unfortunately, the answer is no. His own relatives and household did not welcome him back, but rejected him because he claimed to be the Messiah. And that is also true of us today, when we are not welcomed back either, as we are also rejected by others, just like Jesus was by his own people, family, and household in Nazareth. And when we are not welcomed back, but rejected by others, it certainly does not make us feel very good about ourselves, does it? No, it does not. Let's be honest about that this morning. Sometimes we are rejected because of the way we look or the way we talk and walk. Sometimes because of something we did that people did not approve of or agree with. Sometimes because of something we said or believe in that has made a few people uncomfortable, upset, and angry at us. This is especially true if we claim to be conservative in our Christian beliefs and believe in the Bible to be the Word of God in all of its truth and purity, and have great respect for the flag and the Constitution of the United States of America, as we support law enforcement and decry the riots and lawlessness in our nation. This is very important and significant today, as we once again celebrate Independence Day on this 4th of July, and say with pride that our nation is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and that in God we trust. And as we sing, "God Bless America and America the Beautiful," whatever it is, when we are rejected by others because of who we are and what we believe in, it makes us feel uneasy and uncomfortable when we are accused, judged, or criticized for standing up for the truth and what is right according to the will of God and his commandments. And why? Because it hurts our self-esteem and self-confidence in ourselves. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm certain it does. As a matter of fact, I have experienced rejection many times in my own life, even in my service to the church as a pastor in the parish ministry. And sometimes it has not been easy for me, but difficult and very painful. And I am certain that you also may have experienced the same, not only accusations, but rejection, either by someone in your own family, a friend, a neighbor, someone at work or in the community. And that is precisely the kind of rejection Jesus experienced himself as the promised Messiah. not only the constant accusations and criticisms against him by the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and teachers of the law, but now even the people and his own family in his hometown, as Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as Jesus went into the synagogue, as was his custom, to read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus even began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. As a matter of fact, many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? And how are such mighty works done by his hands?" However, some among them even began to doubt and to question his words and his authority to perform miracles. Others began to grumble and complain about him, especially when he began to say, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 42, we read that there were many who accused him, saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" And then there were others who said, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" Yes, is this not Jesus, the son of Mary and Joseph? Even one of Jesus' own disciples, Nathanael, questioned his credentials as the Messiah, saying, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Even though Philip told Nathanael, "We have found him of whom Moses wrote about, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." But unfortunately, they still began to doubt and to question Jesus' credentials, including some of his own disciples. They were skeptical of Jesus' message and especially his power and authority to heal the sick, even though they had heard about some of his miracles in Capernaum. And yet, despite the evidence of his miracles, they still were not convinced that he was truly the Messiah. Some of them even took offense at him. And how does Jesus respond to their doubts and skepticism? Does Jesus get angry or upset at them? Does Jesus retaliate against them for their unbelief? No, he does not. Instead, Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith in him and responded to them saying, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard you did in Capernaum.'" In other words, if you can perform these miracles in Capernaum, do them also here in your hometown in Nazareth. But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, told them bluntly, "I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown." And then Jesus went on to say to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor." We find similar words said about Jesus in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verse 11. "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." It is for that reason that Jesus did not perform any miracles in his hometown, because of their unbelief. Even though later he did lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. It is reported in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 29, that they even rose up and drove him out of town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. And yet, to their astonishment, they were not able to get rid of him or throw him down the cliff because Jesus walked right through them. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 30, "But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way." Yes, sad to say, they just were not ready and prepared to receive one of their own, a true son of Nazareth. Instead, they continued to reject him as the Messiah. They did not understand the purpose of his coming. that Jesus had come to save them from sin, death, and the power of the devil, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. They just did not understand that Jesus did not only come to save them as the house of Israel, but also those who were outsiders, the Gentiles, including Zacchaeus, the tax collector, when Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus made it very clear to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent." The words of Jesus himself, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And yet, despite their rejection of Jesus, he still loved them and forgave them for being selfish and concerned only about themselves as the house of Israel. As Jesus continued to teach and to heal everyone in the nearby towns and villages, not only to Jews but also Gentiles, as he called the 12 disciples and sent them out two by two, and giving them also the authority over unclean spirits, to go out and proclaim that people should repent, and given the authority to cast out many demons, as they anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Now what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we any different than the people of his hometown in Nazareth, including his own relatives and those in his own household? The answer, no, we're not. We are no different or better than they were in their rejection and unbelief. Sometimes we are also tempted to reject others because of who they are or how they look. Sometimes because of the way they talk or walk. Sometimes because of something they did that we did not approve of or agree with. And yet God forgives us again today through His Son Jesus Christ as our Savior and offers us His unending love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion as we repent and confess our sins and unrighteousness. To repent and accept others, no matter who they are and what they are, by the grace of God, whether they are young or old, male or female, white, black, or any other color, creed, or ethnic origin. That is also true when we are rejected by others because of who we are or what we believe in, how we look, how we talk and walk, or anything else about us. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit to always follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even though Jesus was rejected by His own relatives, those in His own household and hometown in Nazareth, He continued to love them and forgive them as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Jesus also forgives us when we reject others and when others reject us. The words of St. John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And the words of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." This is especially true every time we partake of His true body and His true blood in the Holy Sacrament, not only for the forgiveness of all our sins, but the blessed promise and assurance of our eternal salvation through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we do not reject others because of who they are or what they are by the grace of God, but to accept them just as Jesus did, even though he was rejected by his own hometown, including his relatives and those in his household. The words of Jesus himself, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household." Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And as we say with pride, "In God we trust," and sing, "God bless America and America the beautiful." Father, we thank you that you have given us this good land as our heritage. The words of the psalmist, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Therefore, Father, save us from violence and discord, from every pride and arrogance, from harm and danger, and from every evil and pestilence. Bless us as we cherish the freedom, the liberty, and justice we enjoy in our nation. And Father, when times are prosperous, let our hearts be always thankful to you. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you ever fail. We ask all these petitions through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the patriotic hymn, "My Country, This of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty." Amen. us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, and as we celebrate Independence Day on this 4th of July, we thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ for the freedom, the liberty, and justice we cherish and enjoy in our nation with the singing of the closing song, America the Beautiful. Amen.